This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden said Thursday he will keep a campaign promise by nominating the first ever black female justice to a lifetime seat on the U.S. Supreme Court. His comment follows the announcement that liberal Justice Stephen Breyer plans to retire after 28 years on the bench. Biden said Thursday his nominee will be someone with extraordinary qualifications, character, experience, and integrity. He called the nomination of a black woman to the Supreme Court long overdue. Biden said he will announce his nominee before the end of February. He said he will work with congressional leaders to see her confirmed promptly. Because Supreme Court justices serve lifetime appointments, naming a justice is one of the most consequential actions an American president can take. The 9-member court has the final say on the constitutionality of actions of the White House, Congress, and state governments. The Commerce Department says the U.S. economy advanced by 5.7% in 2021. It was the fastest full-year gain since 1984. The sharp growth in the world's biggest economy showed its resiliency even as the United States struggled to cope with two new coronavirus variants that hobbled some industries, caused supply chain issues for consumer goods, and led to a 7% surge in consumer prices that was the highest in four decades. A record 6.4 million jobs were created, and most of the jobs lost at the outset of the pandemic in early 2020 have been recovered. Analysts say that economic growth may have slowed in January because of the Omicron variant, as thousands of workers called in sick, often canceling airline flights, curbing business activity, and limiting in-class instruction at schools. VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden on Thursday called on Congress to immediately enshrine the Equal Rights Amendment in the U.S. Constitution and formally protect women's rights nearly a century after lawmakers first raised them. In a statement, Biden urged Congress to pass a resolution recognizing ratification of the ERA, saying recent legal analysis showed there was nothing preventing lawmakers from acting. Supporters say the ERA is needed to protect against sexual discrimination and would help achieve equal pay. Opponents argue that the original timetable has passed and that the amendment is no longer needed. Russian President Vladimir Putin's spokesperson advised Thursday there was little ground for optimism after receiving the U.S. and NATO responses to demands that Russia made regarding Ukraine and NATO. Moscow wants guarantees that NATO will never admit Ukraine and other ex-Soviet nations as members, and the alliance will roll back troop deployments and other former Soviet bloc nations. In separate written responses delivered to the Russians on Wednesday, the U.S. and NATO held firm to the alliance's open-door policy for membership. Tensions have soared in recent weeks as the United States and its NATO allies expressed fear that a buildup of about 100,000 Russian troops near Ukraine meant Moscow was planning to invade. Russia denies it and laid out a series of demands that it says will defuse the situation. Ukraine's foreign minister Dmytro Kuleba has called the crisis with Russia, quote, a moment of truth where the international community must focus more on what he called hard power rather than soft power. He made the remarks during a visit to Denmark Thursday alongside his Danish counterpart. Denmark's foreign minister pledged about 73 million euros in support of Ukraine, which is mostly to promote democracy and human rights. A member of Ukraine's National Guard opened fire on his fellow soldiers Thursday, killing five people and wounding five more, this according to Ukraine's Interior Ministry. The serviceman was detained by police, but his motives remain unclear. The Jordanian army killed 27 drug smugglers in a clash early Thursday as they tried to enter the kingdom from Syria. This according to the Jordanian army in a statement. The traffickers were supported by an armed group, the army said, adding that a preliminary search was conducted in the area and large quantities of narcotics were found. It was the deadliest clash yet in the Jordanian army's fight against smugglers at the Syrian border. And Germany reported another record number of daily new COVID-19 infections Thursday, crossing the 200,000 threshold for the first time. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.